about right in the middle of the field right now, so I would look for him to kick with his right foot here.
Well, the Wildcats are going to kick it off. They'll go from right to left. They're wearing their road whites tonight with the silver bottoms, the purple helmets, purple stripes down the side. And it will also be the Broncos in their home orange. And Shields is going to line up to kick it left-footed.
That's what it looks like. He's on that side.
Well, that might screw up a little strategy here as Ross Ferris and Tony Mamerill await the kickoff down near the goal line. Shields lining up to kick it with his left foot. Here he goes. His foot is into it to squib kick. It'll be taken by a short man. Oh, they're going to let it roll, and it rolls out of bounds at the 25. The flag comes in, and the Broncos will start at the 35, so that strategy didn't work. I think they wanted to keep it away from the return men, and they kept it too far away. So the Broncos offense come out and start out at their own 35-yard line, and they will line up with Nate Sparks at quarterback. He's a junior. He's a junior college transfer out of Bakersfield, California, and he right now is thrown for 686 yards through three games, but he also likes to tuck it and run. Far hash mark for the Broncos. They stack it up with one running back. That's Aaron Hurley, and now they'll shift into an I formation with Etheridge now the tailback. So Reggie Etheridge at tail, Hurley the fullback, and they'll pound it up the middle on first down. Nowhere to go for Etheridge, and he'll maybe pick up a yard and a half to the 36, maybe the 37. And Dave Arslanian told me during the pregame he's a little concerned about the beef up front for Boise State.
They have about 300 pounders up there, but that time the Wildcats waited till Boise State shifted, and just before the ball was snapped, the defensive line made a shift to the right and covered those gaps, and Havili Reeves came up and made a nice stop.
They'll give him a gain of 2, second down and 8, ball at the 37. Again, the I formation. Houston Nutt, the coach, coming from Murray State, where he liked to run it a lot more. Oh, there's a big gainer up to the 40, the 45-yard line, one that opened up time a hurry, and the Broncos had themselves a nice gain and a first down.
Well, this is certainly a different type of running game the Wildcats are seeing tonight than they saw last week, of course, with Southern Utah running the option and the quarterback. Sparks will take off with it, but he's not really a true option quarterback. He'll take off with it out of necessity. He's a good athlete, a big kid, about 6'2", 190, and can really move. Played at Bakersfield Junior College last year.
First down and 10, ball at their own 46. Again, the I formation. Jesse Chan is now in there at the fullback spot, and they'll give it to the tailback right side. There's a hole on that right side, and busting up across midfield and picking up a good chunk of change is the Bronco running back, and that looks to be Etheridge. Nope, it's not Etheridge in there now. It is Davey Malathong. So Malathong, who is third on the depth chart, getting a carry and picking up 6 yards.
And it looks like the Wildcats haven't stopped right at the line of scrimmage, but somehow there's an opening that comes open really quick, and the Boise State runners have been able to pick up 5 or 6 more yards off that left side.
Malathong again, the I back in the I formation. He'll get the handoff. Big hole again, 45 to the 40. Tries to get outside, finally brought down, down near the 37-yard line. So the Broncos, who hadn't had much of a running game in their first 3 outings, have started to establish it here in the early going.
And again, they're going over that left side. All 3 times now they've gone over that left side. So they're seeing something on the right side of the Wildcat defense.
Yeah, and also when you look at the left side of their line, as we look at their starting lineup, Jermaine Bell in the left tackle is 6'4", 325 out of Novato, California. Here's a pitch to the right side, and again, it's Malathon trying to get outside. Now he doesn't make the corner and is buried, and he gains about 3 or 4 yards on the play.
And there's a flag down. It's going to be blocking in the back that time on Boise State. Oh, they're going to call holding, which is even better. That's the point of the foul.
And where they threw the flag was at about the 39-yard line, so that will be a huge loss.
And Eric Weston comes hobbling off. Now, the Wildcats don't have a lot of depth on that defensive line, Kurt, so Weston with a little ankle coming off.
Yeah, they really are really thin here with that defensive line because of
Brian Emerson's hurt, Ryan Sandals hurt, and, of course, you mentioned William Hawes going home to L.A. to attend to some family needs. His father very sick, and they decided he needed to go home. So Teddy Michael Joseph will be in there now along with Weaver, Weston Weaver, Santos Carrillo, and Frank Slaw. So they're really Teddy Michael Joseph is basically the only reserve on that defensive line the Wildcats have.
So it's first down after they mark the penalty back to the 49. They've got 22 yards to go for the first down. A man in motion coming this way. They fake the handoff, and the first throw of the game is incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver. That was Aaron Hurley coming out of the backfield. It'll bring up second down and 22. Again, that front line, Bellin at left tackle. Ryan Groman, the left guard, is 6'1", 305 out of Forest Grove, Oregon. Joe Horvat, the center, 6'2", 270, a sophomore from Dobson, Arizona. Jeremy Mankins, 6'4", 325, a sophomore from Houston, California. And Keith Dilworth at 6'4", 310 out of Boise. Went to Bora High School here in Boise. So they have got 300-pounders, four of the five across the front line. Second down, 22. They will pitch it out to the left side and trying to get wide, turning it back up and making a couple of yards is Gavin Reed, who is running back on the depth chart. So he is digging deep here early into his running back stable.
Well, they haven't had a good running game the first three games, Kurt, and I know that talking to Max Corbett, their sports information director, they're trying to find somebody who wants to run and play, so apparently Coach Nutt over there is giving everybody a shot at it here in this first series.
Well, a big third down and long from the 45. They have got to get down to the 27 to get the first down, so it's third down and 18. That holding penalty hurting this drive at this point as Nate Sparks now goes back in shotgun. He's got a man on each side of him back there in the shotgun formation. Four-man Wildcat front. The snap is back. Sparks rolling to the right. He's in trouble. Now he goes back to the left. He's still looking. Makes an inside cut. Now he's got room. Uh-oh, to the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, and out of bounds at the 15. They should have gotten him for a loss back at midfield, and he juked three different Wildcats right out of their shoes.
And he went, and he got him both ways, to the right and to the left, and nice little hole open. And it's really not the Wildcats' fault there, Kurt. They made a good play, both sides. The defense had him trapped, but it's just one of those situations where you can't stay back there too long, and he just found a nice hole.
Well, a third and 18 play, and they come up with a first down. Ball down at the 16-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. They will send Rodney Smith as a receiver to the left side and Corey Nelson out to the right. I formation again. Hurley is in the backfield along with Malathong. It'll be a handoff to Malathong up the middle for one, and he's stacked up there. We'll take a look at that Wildcat defensive starters. We've looked at the front four. Let's look at those linebackers, Brad. Pretty good crew.
Yeah, linebackers. Side number 30, run, 6'2", 225 senior out of Hinkley, Utah, and Adam Casto, 6'2", 235 at the weak side out of West Jordan, a Brooks College transfer. In the defensive secondary, Mandel Browns, we mentioned, starting a strong safety for the injured Junior Baker. At the other safety, strong safety or Wildcat, of course, David Stroshine. The corners are Anthony Davis and, Anthony Parker and Wade Davis and Scott Shields at the free safety.
Second down and nine. Again, a handoff. Malathong starts left, goes right, and he's piled up at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. That defensive line stood their ground that time, and then Adam Casto at the backer spot came up and put the final hit on.
Boise State has a real different look, Kurt. Their running backs are very, very close to the line. They don't start deep. They're nearly touching the quarterback, so when they get the handoff, they're into the line as soon as they get the ball, and it's apparently one of those read things. They'll hit the line and try to bounce off, try to read where the defense is, so they don't get a big running start like most teams do.
Third down and nine with 10:25 to go opening quarter. Broncos trying to get on the board first. Watch out for Nate Sparks. He's under center, middle of the field, fakes a handoff, rolls out right, throws toward the five-yard line, is caught there and tripped up at the five, but it's enough for the first down. Is the receiver Brad Arbon, the only Utah native on the roster for Boise. He's out of Centerville, went to Woods Cross High.
Went to Eastern Arizona Junior College. That's where they got him. And that time, Eric Weston put some good pressure, but Sparks is very, very quick. A lot quicker than Joe Dupay last week, so they're going to find a pretty elusive quarterback back there for the Broncos.
First and goal, Broncos at the three-yard line. They'll line up in the I formation. It'll be Hurley and Malathong. Malathong gets to the one-yard line as he tries the right side. And they will have now a second down and goal from the one. Now, the Wildcats have had their chances defensively in this series. They've had one chance to stop them on a third and 18, but Sparks got away. And then on that last play, the completion to the tight end, Arbon, they were almost ready to grasp Sparks in the backfield. Second down and goal. Ball at the 1-yard line. Early and Malathong, the runners in the I formation, close behind Sparks, the quarterback. He fumbled the snap. It's down on the turf. Who's got it? There is no indication yet. The fumbled exchange. Oh, if the Wildcats could come up with this one, it would be huge.
I think Sparks looked like he fell on it himself. The ball didn't quite get to him. It fell right in front of him. He just dove out and pulled it in.
And he did. So the Broncos dodge one there. Now it'll be third and goal just outside the one-yard line. Ball at the 1.5, so a loss of a half yard on that play. Well, now we'll see if they just punch it in again or if they do something with Sparks and try to get him on a rollout. Again, an I formation, and here's a pitch out to the left side. Pretty good pursuit by Shields to the outside. They stop him from getting in. The pitch to Gavin Reed, and Shields with pursuit, and he actually lost a half yard.
And what Boise State did that time is they came up and tried to get a quick count. Sparks saw that the Wildcat defense wasn't ready, and he tried to make the quick count for the pitch out, and the crowd wants him to go for it. But I would think this early, I think he'd go kick the field goal. I don't think there's any question.
And the field goal team will come in, and this is a moral victory for Weber State if indeed they do not make this one.
Now, quick, they're going to try to catch the Wildcats here with too many guys on the field, Kurt. See how quickly they're getting into their special teams very, very quickly.
There's Todd Bell Castro, a junior from Spokane, Washington. This will be an attempt, and it is placed down, kicked up, and it is good. But kind of a moral victory there. They had the first down inside the 5 and come up with only 3. So we'll take a break. 8:38 remaining here in the opening quarter. Broncos 3, Wildcats nothing on 800 KSOS. Nothing in favor of Boise State. 8:38 to go, opening quarter. Kurt Wilson, Brad Larson. Broncos will kick it off. Todd Bell Castro will tee it up at his 35 and kick it down to Brian Rubin and Wade Davis. High kick, and it'll be taken near the goal line by Brian Rubin. He starts upfield at the 10, the 15, tripped up near the 20, and it is going to start out offensively at the 20-yard line for Weber State. And they've got a dog that runs out to get their kicking tee.
Isn't that something? That is neat. He picks it up and takes it right over.
And a very good dog. He didn't do anything bad on the blue carpet.
No.
The first down to Weber State as Steve Buck, the junior quarterback from Altaloma, California, comes out to lead the troops. He had an outstanding effort last week. Went the distance in the 33-32 win over Southern Utah.
Here's an interesting set. The Wildcats come out in double tights.
First down at 10, and it's a straightaway handoff up the middle to Derek Poole to the 25-yard line. And, well, we saw the Broncos kind of smash-mouth it to get things started. Maybe the Wildcats want to do the same thing.
Well, Coach Dave Arslanian said before the season, hey, my running backs, I'm going to start Morgan Welch the first game, I'm going to start Brian Rubin the second game, and I'm going to start Derek Poole the third game. So each of the running backs getting their start tonight. Derek Poole, the 5'11", 220-pounder from junior college out of Oregon State, played in turf at Oregon State for his career. Now Steve Buck getting everybody...
Now some last-minute substitutions, and Taurus McGee running across, trips left. Buck's first throw is incomplete. It was intended for Cam Quayle on the far sideline. That'll bring up third down and 5.
And it's a good thing it wasn't complete because it looked like he was been stepped and picked off.
Well, that last drive by Boise State, 14 plays, took them 64 yards and 6.5 minutes off the clock. Field goal from 19 yards out from Todd Bell Castro. And 66 rushing yards during that drive. Big holding penalty, but the Broncos were able to persevere and get the 3. Third down and 5. Buck back to throw. Pressure on, but he gets it away to Quayle. First down across the 30 to the 34. First catch in 2 games for Cam Quayle.
That's the one we've been looking for, is Quayle right over the middle. It was open a couple of times last week, but they didn't throw it that time. Good call by Steve Buck to get his big tight end open.
Well, Quayle has only 4 catches through 2 games for 26 yards. His long catch has been a 9-yard catch so far, so they have really been keying defenses on the big guy out of Ben Lomond High. First down and 10. Wildcats have it at the 33. 2 receivers near side, 1 to the far side. Here's a handoff. Getting around the corner is Poole, 35-40, and he's shanghaied from behind at that 40-yard line, and he's brought down right there by Ross Ferris and Casey Fisher. As we look at that starting defense for Boise State, Brian Steger, the left end, is the lone senior on that front four. He's out of Nevada City, Nevada. John Reidman, a sophomore from Hoquiam, Washington, the left tackle. It's Bobby Setzer getting his first start at right tackle. Houston Nutt, the Boise coach, suspended Chad Moore, the senior starting right tackle this week. They kicked him off the team. And Dave Stokelski, the right end, a sophomore from Marysville, Washington. There's a fake handoff rolling out. Buck has plenty of room to run, but he throws instead, and it is incomplete. It was caught but out of bounds on the far side by McGee. Oh, Buck had a ton of room to run if he wanted to.
I don't know. In the second down, too, he had plenty of room. He just went and got the first down. He had it wide open.
And he had a man in front of him. He had a little cut.
Yeah, that was he had a lot of field to get the first down there.
Nice little play fake. Got all the motion coming right, and then Buck rolling out the other way, and McGee was out of bounds coming back for that ball. Third down and a long two. Ball at the 40-yard line. 3-0 Boise State. 6:38 to play. First quarter. Buck under center with Poole, the lone running back. Double tight end set. Fake the handoff. Buck to throw into the far flat. Quayle's got it. Stiff arms a man. Reaches toward the first down marker. Doesn't get it. He's a yard short. Nice one-on-one open field tackle out there on Big Cam Quayle.
Well, the Wildcats had second and short there, Kurt, and kind of wonder why maybe they just a couple running plays as good as Derek Poole was running. Go get the first down.
And now they've got a decision here. It's a third, make it fourth and one. They line up in that shotgun where the quarterback is back in shotgun.
There's so nobody back. If there's nobody back, he'll throw it. Now they figure now they're dropping back.
Well, Buck's calling out the play in shotgun, but a quick kick formation. Now they drop back, and the quick kick right down the middle, and it's going to hit at the 25, bounce to the 20, and that's picked up by a Bronco. And trying to get outside, but nowhere to go this time. He's spun down. That's Casey Fisher, the defensive back, with a return of about a negative one. So the Bronco offense coming back out. First down at the 23. Boise State leading 3-0. 6:20 to go, opening quarter. Well, the Broncos started their first possession at the 35 after the kickoff that had gone out of bounds, and that started off a drive that ended up with a three-pointer with their field goal coming from 19 yards out.
And a lot of times the Weber State offense in that first possession in games just kind of feeling out what the defense is doing. They'll come back, regroup, and they have a set series of plays they'll run in that first series and then make adjustments from there.
Well, again, they go to a lot of depth with their running backs. They will put Davey Malathong from Merced, California, 5'10" sophomore in there. He's the third-string running back. They've also gone as deep as the fourth-stringer in this ball game already. And the officials are holding play up for just a moment. Now they'll start it. First down and 10. Orange and blue-clad Broncos going left to right. Ball standing at their own 23. Sparks will hand it off. Malathong tries the middle, gets across the 25, maybe to the 27-yard line. Stacked up there by a host of Wildcat defenders.
Pretty good surge by that Boise offensive line. They're just huge. They just kind of bowl forward, and the running back just kind of hides behind there and gets behind the surge and then finds his hole after a couple of yards.
Gavin Reed will come in. He'll be the new tailback. Second down, 6, ball at the 27. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Boise State 3, Weber State nothing. Tony Mamrell, the wide receiver, will go to the sideline as well. Malathong has 6 carries for 25 yards already here on the second possession.
Probably more carries than he's had all year.
It is. No doubt about it. Timeout call. Broncos get a little bit mixed up with the play call coming in from Houston Nutt on the far sideline with a timeout. We'll take a break. 5:37 to go, opening quarter. Boise State 3, Weber State nothing on 800 KSOS. Nothing Boise State after the timeout. Broncos will have a second down and 6. Ball at their own 27. They split the backs now behind Sparks. A couple of wide receivers off to the far side. Sparks back to throw. Lots of time. Throwing down deep, and it is caught at the 45-yard line of Weber State. One-on-one coverage. The only receiver out there was Tony Mamrell, and the pitch from Sparks was perfect.
And credit to Boise offensive line that time. Formed a nice pocket. Gave Sparks plenty of time to throw it up there. The Wildcats had a blitz on, but the Broncos picked it up nicely. Billy Reeves trying to get in there, but, boy, that's a big line to try to get through. Huge people up there.
4 of the 5, 300 pounds or better, and they were able to hold the line long enough for Sparks to unleash it and find Mamrell for the long gainer down to the Weber State 43. First down and 10. this time from the I formation. A receiver on each side. And it's a pitch out to the left side, turning the corner and getting down near the 35-yard line is the running back Gavin Reed. So Gavin Reed will get it down near that 35. Pretty good gainer on first down as we go down to the 5-minute mark remaining here in the opening quarter. Broncos have shown that they can run it a little bit here tonight. And this is a Boise State team that has not been able to run it up until this point. Coming in, their rushing yardage, they have averaged only 2.3 yards per carry so far in their first three games. They had but 389 rushing yards. And here's a little dive across the line. Again, it's Reed, and it should be enough for the first down near the 31-yard line. It is. First down and 10.
And I'm sure Wisconsin and Central Michigan have a lot to do with that. Both pretty good defensive teams. They ran the ball fairly well in Northridge. They just got behind and had to throw. When they got that 16-point lead on them early, they did a lot of running.
Well, and they have had success in the first half, but failures in the second. We'll talk about that here in a moment. First down and 10. Ball at the 32. Hand off to the right side. Reed tried the middle. Now he goes outside. He is knocked back for a loss, and then a flag comes in. Might have been a little face mask action back near the 34.
And that'll be an inadvertent. That'll be the 5-yarder. Mandel Brown very quickly out of that a strong safety position, making his first start on the defensive side. He plays a junior Baker.
Now, Baker sprained an ankle last week. Was hoping to be able to suit up tonight, but he is in street clothes watching action. So Brown moves over from the offensive side of the ball. Takes over in the secondary. And it will be the face mask of the 5-yard variety. So instead of a loss on the play, it turns out to be about a 2 or 3 yard gain to the 29-yard line. Well, Boise State this season has scored 17 first quarter points. Opponents have scored 14. Second quarter, the Broncos 26, the opponents 38, and then it gets bad. In the second half, Boise State has been outscored 83-30. So they have really faltered in the second half. So if the Wildcats can hold them close here in the first half, and if history repeats, they'd have a shot in the second half. Right now, the Broncos lead 3-0, 4:15 to go opening quarter.
On the other side, the Wildcats have not allowed a third quarter point yet this year and have only allowed seven second half points. It was coming last week in the fourth quarter against Southern Utah.
That's right, and the 3 points that Southern Utah didn't get proved to be a winner for Weber State. The missed field goal with 37 seconds to go gave the Wildcats the one-point win. Again, they've got Malathong in at the tailback, I formation. Malathong the handle up the middle, spun down from behind after he gets down near the 22-yard line. Good spinning stop by David Stroshine, the leading tackler for the Wildcats. Junior from Orem to Mountain View High. Close to a first down, about a yard shy of it.
Stroshine with back-to-back 15 tackle games in his first two outings.
And a lot of tackles last week just for the fact there were 40 minutes worth of plays that they had to stop.
Yeah. Wildcats had six players with 10 or more tackles each in that ball game.
Might be a first in Weber State history. Second down and one. Again, the I formation. Ball down at the Wildcat 22. Pitch out to the left side. Nowhere to go. Wildcats read that play. And jumping out of nowhere is Havili Reeves. Back for a big loss.
Great. Good help by Wade Davis that time. Got to the outside quickly. And Boise's been running that play to that left side pretty well this first quarter. That time Havili Reeves and Wade Davis slipped inside. Made the nice stop.
Well, another third down. This time it'll be third and 5, so a loss of 4 yards. Back to the 27-yard line, and we'll see if they can hold on third down and make the Broncos try to kick another field goal here. Clock down to 2:45 remaining in the quarter. This time a one-back look, and that's Malathong, a wide receiver each way. Sparks under center on third and 5. Fake the handoff. Sparks looking to throw over the middle, and it's knocked away at the last minute. Great play by Wade Davis. That ball was right on the mark to Seanard Hartz, and Davis jumped in front.
Just got his hand around and battered it down without hitting the receiver. Nice play by Wade Davis. Now, we were watching Bel Castro kick in warm-ups, and he wasn't too good from about 47 yards, but let's see how he is from 44.
This would be his longest of the year, which right now is 41. He's 4 of 5 on the season, the long of 41. It came last week at Central Michigan. Far hash mark. Kick is on the way, and it is good. So the Broncos cash in again. Second possession, second field goal. We'll take a break. 2:28 to go, opening quarter. Boise State 6, Weber State nothing on 800 KSOS. Now Castro's kickoff to the far side, and it goes out of bounds about the 1 yard line on the fly. Flags come out. Wildcats will start it off at their own 35 with their second offensive possession in this ball game, trailing 6-0.
And there's a dog picking up the tee again.
Good dog. Oh, he dropped it.
Up.
There's a fumble. He's wearing Bronco orange as he takes the tee off in his teeth and hands it to his master. And the Wildcat offense starting out at the 35, trailing by 6-0. Boise State's offense, 80 yards so far on 16 carries on the ground. The quarterback, Nate Sparks, 2 out of 4 through the air for 42 yards.
I think as you look at Boise State, Kurt, on their defense, they've given up a lot of rushing yards, and you think the Wildcats maybe do a few more rushing plays in this first half to test that Boise defense out, see if they're really that bad against the rush. Of course, Central Michigan and Wisconsin, both great rushing football teams, so it's hard to judge against those type of ball clubs.
Well, Central Michigan had a 200-yard rush, a third stringer, because their first stringer hurt out for the year. Their second stringer got hurt last week, and the third stringer came in for 214 yards. First down at the 35. Derek Poole still in there, the lone running back. He'll get the call. Tries left, goes right, gets outside to the 40-yard line, gets a block to the outside to the 45. Still on his feet, knocked out of bounds at the 46.
And he actually ran right up Tyler Harden's back out there, who was blocking for him. Bounced off to the outside and picked up another 2 yards.
Well, we saw that last week. A couple of runs down in good territory to score that he ran into, I think, Mandel Brown twice right last week. Set up a throwing touchdown after those two runs. First down, gain of 11.
Derek Poole has shown a great great outside moves of bouncing off from runners and bouncing to the outside. Very strong physical runner, which the Wildcats really haven't had the last couple of years. Most of their runners have been the fast, speedy type.
So a first down and 10, ball at the 46. Far hash mark, Cats going from right to left. Man in motion, Tyler Harlan had 194 receiving yards last week, none yet. But quick drop throw down the far sideline. There's coverage and the pass is incomplete. That time the Broncos were out there in pretty good shape, back in front, and Torres McGee not able to get away.
That ain't double covered. The free safety came over, helped out, and Torres had no room to maneuver, and Buck had no room to throw it.
Two field goals, a 19-yarder and a 44-yarder from Todd Bell Castro. That's the difference so far. 6-0 Boise State. 2:09 to go, first quarter. Pretty good contingent of Wildcat fans here tonight at Broncos Stadium, where looks like they're filling it in pretty well. Newly expanded to 30,000 seats, wrapping around on the right side end zones. And they've left a little room open for a sequel if they want to, if they want to fill in the other side. Here's a pitch out to the left side. Poole gets away. He's at the 50, to the 45, to the near side, puts his shoulder down and gets out of bounds at the 39. And then he falls down on the track on the near side, and that's not good. He gets up a little slowly, but now he'll hop on back and back out into that huddle.
Great block by Phil Bunch, the left tackle. Sealed his man off and let Derek Poole bounce to the outside. And we're running up a little yardage now here.
Well, remember, the last time the Wildcats got a big win on the road against a Division I-A team, it was at Nevada, and Markeith Ross ran wild.
Ran for 284 yards, and that 47-30 win.
Poole right now, four carries, 40 yards already. First down and 10 at the Bronco 38. Quick drop, double clutch, though, to the near side, complete to the 33, and then run out of bounds at that point is Tyler Harlan. Harlan's first catch of the ball game, making the start tonight because of the move from Mandel Brown from offense to defense.
There's another move this week, Kurt. Chris Wallace, quarterback. He's also been moved over to defense as a free safety, but he's gonna stay on both sides. He'll work a little bit with the offense, but mostly gonna be on that defensive side now.